The Bible says in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 1, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and his leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat unto the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Can we just pray tonight, Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Spirit of God that we feel in this house tonight. The testimonies, Lord, the songs, every part of this service, God. Thank you for everyone that is here, God. Help us tonight to receive from your word. Anoint us, God. I know your word is anointing. God, I ask for that special anointing that reaches down in this service and in our hearts and helps us to receive from you. In Jesus' name we pray. The church said amen. Amen. The Bible says that he came saying, repent ye. John the Baptist was a great man of God. As a matter of fact, Jesus said that there was not a man born of woman, amen, that was greater than John the Baptist. John the Baptist, amen, came preparing the way of the Lord. You know that John the Baptist, amen, was a straight shooter preacher.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, and I know everybody don't have the same type of ministry. And the Bible is clear about that. We're not all the same. But it takes every one of us, amen, in God's work. We're his body, and no matter how small or great, amen, we all work together. But everybody's not the same. And John the Baptist had a unique type of a ministry, and it was very important at this day and time. Israel needed this message. And I'm telling you, God knows how to send the message that we need. Amen. What kind of message did John preach? He preached the kind of message that'll get your head cut off. Literally. The Bible tells us in chapter 14, amen, it tells us after John was dead, it tells us the story. If you'd like to read with me, I'm going to read here just for a few. It said, at that time Herod the tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus, and said unto his servants, this is John the Baptist, he's risen from the dead. Therefore, mighty works do show forth themselves in him. And then it tells us what happened, verse 3. For Herod had laid hold on John, and bound him, and put him in prison, for Herod's sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, it is not lawful for thee to have her. And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. Whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. She, being before instructed of her mother, said, give me here John Baptist head in a charger. And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the oath's sake, and them that sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given to her. And he sent and beheaded John in the prison. And his head was brought in a charger and given to the damsel. And she brought it to her mother. And so here's John preaching. The Bible said Jerusalem came out. The Pharisees, the Sadducees came. And those Roman soldiers even came to him. And they was baptized of John. John had a great ministry. And all of a sudden, if you'd have been in that crowd, amen, you would have heard horses click, click, clacking up there, and these chariot wheels are rolling, and you'd have turned around, and there was none other than King Herod in the crowd. What's John going to do? John looks at him and said, you broke the law when you committed adultery with your brother's wife. Now, I'd say that she was in the chariot with him. Amen. But she may not have been. But nonetheless, this man of God was no more scared of the king than he was a Pharisee, a Sadducee, a Roman soldier, or just an ordinary peasant. He preached, repent. That's what his message was repentance. Amen. And the Bible said in our scripture text, he came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, repent. Amen. Herod, repent of your sin. Amen. And Herod threw him in prison, didn't kill him. Herod was, the Bible says, he was afraid of the people. And ain't that something? Herod afraid of the people? He killed all the babies when Jesus was born. And but he had a respect down in his heart. He knew that John the Baptist had it. Now I'm telling you, amen, John the Baptist was a man of God, sent from God. He was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Now, ain't nobody else got that record. Filled with the Holy Ghost before he was ever born. Amen. But he preached repentance. And I would like to look at this tonight. Amen. This type of repentance. I know repentance is preached today. Amen. And I know we believe in repentance. Amen. But this is the type of repentance that will get us to heaven. Amen. If we'll take heed to the message that John preached. And so they had that. So that whether she was in the chariot or not, brother and sister. Amen. It could have been that Herod came back and just acted different. What is he acting so different for? Maybe he come back and he tried to, you know, take care of business or something like that. I don't know what happened, but I do know, amen, that mother, amen, had before instructed of her and told her daughter, if he asked you to give you something, said, tell him to give you the head of John the Baptist. Without hesitation, that daughter, amen, said, give me the head of John the Baptist. And the reason that John lost his head was because he told Herod the truth. Amen. Now I'm telling you, it's better to lose your head on the truth side than to go to hell for eternity. Amen. In the false and then in the fake. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Repent. What repentance? Amen. The Bible has so much to say about repentance. I want to talk to us about a few things tonight. If you would like to keep your Bible open, I will go to a few places, amen, in the Bible. And I would first off like to just mention, amen, there are some things that go hand in hand with repentance, but is not necessarily repentance. Amen. And we'll look in the Word of God. One thing, first off, is tears. Tears, a lot of times when people repent, the Bible said that the Lord turned and looked at Peter, and Peter went out and wept bitterly. He wept. And we know that Peter repented, amen? And tears was with that, amen? But the Bible tells, just because somebody cries and shed some few tears doesn't mean that we've repented.
The Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 15, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know that how afterward he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. And if you read the instance there in Genesis chapter 27, when he came in before Isaac, the Bible said that he cried out, "Oh, Father, do you not have a blessing for me?" And friend, I've seen people that have cried. I've seen people that have been sorry. Amen. And it does go with repentance, but just because we cry doesn't mean we've repented. And I thank God for tears, and I thank God for emotion. Amen. But you can get saved without shedding a tear. And you can shed a million tears and never repent. Even though I have to admit, I'm not just trying to be hard just to get this message across tonight. I have to admit, amen, that most of the time tears do go with repentance, because when God touches a man, amen, it breaks us down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God touches the whole man. But you remember when the Israelites, I'm going to go through this briefly. I don't want to get stuck up on this. But the Israelites came and sent the spies into the land. They had just left out of Egypt and just a short journey. Amen. They was going into Canaan land, which was God's plan. But they went in. They came back with a report. Joshua and Caleb said, "Amen, let's go in." But they wouldn't. And they was going to stone Moses. Amen. Remember, God killed a bunch of them right then. And Moses said, "You're going to wander in this wilderness for 40 years. And the Bible said the next day, they thought about it. The next day, Moses got up and they had their swords ready. They was ready to march in. They said, "Let's go right now." And Moses said, "You can't go in." Said, "God's not with you. It's too late now." But they went in anyways. And Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 1, he picks up that and he's telling them about what happened. He said, "The Lord said, say unto them, go not up neither fight, for I am not among you, lest you be smitten before your enemies." It's important for us to be hand in hand with God. Amen. "So I spake unto you, and you would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord, and went up presumptuously unto the hill. And the Amorites which dwelt in the mountain came out against you, and chased you as bees do, and destroyed you." And listen to this. After he killed a bunch of them, the Bible said, "You returned and wept before the Lord." Wept. Tears. "But the Lord would not hearken to you. The Lord would not hearken to your voice, nor give ear unto you." I'm telling you, tears does go with repentance, but just because we shed a few crocodile tears doesn't mean we've truly repented. All right, let's go quickly to Acts, where Paul was preaching trembling. Amen. People will shake or tremble. Amen. That doesn't mean that a person has truly repented. Amen. The Bible said in Acts chapter 24, amen, in verse number 25, the Bible said, "As he reasoned of righteous temperance and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, Go thy way, for this time when I have a convenient season, I'll call for thee." This man, this ruler, amen, he trembled, but he didn't repent. It's not good enough just to tremble. It's not good enough just to shake. Amen. God may deal with us. We may hear a message, a preaching. Amen. God may give us a vision or a dream, or God may speak to us in his own way. Amen. It's not good enough just to tremble. We've got to change. Hallelujah. Amen. And so there are things that is not repentance. Amen. Even though they may go hand in hand, when a person truly repents, they may tremble, they may shake. Amen. But a person can shake and tremble, amen, and never repent. The Bible tells us even trying to do better is not, amen, repentance. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter number 6, amen, in verse number 20, this is about Herod, amen, in verse number 20, it says, "For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and holy, and observed him when he heard him, and did many things, and heard him gladly." Did many things. I think that that scripture, amen, I feel like that scripture is saying that Herod did a few things that John preached. Amen. John, amen, didn't just tell probably one thing. He did many things. He may have tried to do a few things. Amen. But how many of us know the Bible said if we, amen, keep the whole law and offend in one point, we're guilty of all trying to do better. Listen, I commend people for trying to do better. I think it's important for us to have, and I believe it's God-given for us to try, amen, to make ourselves better. But listen, amen, we can try to do better, but only God can change us. Amen. There's ways that people, amen, will quit doing bad, and I commend people for that. Amen. Or start doing good. That's wonderful, but only God can really change a man. For instance, amen, somebody can be addicted to drugs, amen, or alcohol or tobacco or anything can stop. Amen. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're saved. Amen. Or somebody can start going to church and paying tithes and, amen, and being good and quit beating their wife or, you know, quit cheating and quit lying. People, amen, can do that. Amen. But that doesn't mean that we're saved. We can do better and God wants us to do better. Amen. But that doesn't mean we're saved. Only God can change us. And that's the regeneration by the power of God and through Calvary and through the Holy Ghost and through the Spirit of God. And it only comes when a person truly repents. And that's what John was preaching. Amen. He's saying, repent of your sins. Amen. Do good. Amen. Stop doing evil and start doing good. Amen. Quit sinning. Amen. But truly let God save us. Amen. What repentance not is. I hope I don't bore y'all tonight. Amen. I know I may have a lot here. I was going to preach Sunday night. Amen. And I just kept on adding today. But I'm not going to try to hold you too long. Amen. When the Lord took over Sunday night, and I thank for it. Thank God for it. But this afternoon, I couldn't get away from it all week, and I just kept on adding. So I may have a lot of stuff, but here we go. Amen. What repentance is. Hallelujah. There is true repentance. Amen. No matter how many fakes there is a real salvation. There is a real turnaround. There is a real, genuine, born-again experience that comes through repentance. I know we see a lot of people come and cry and get up and go back. Amen. And go right back to sinning, but that don't mean God's not saving today. Amen. I know people get sick, but that don't mean that God's not healing. Amen. If I never see another soul saved and I have to preach another 50 years, I'll still preach that He's the Savior. Amen. Because it's not based on results. He's the Savior because that's who He is. If I never see another person healed, I'll still preach He's the healer. If I never see another person delivered, if I never see another broken home put back together, if I never see another prayer answered, I'll preach and believe that He's the prayer answering God. Amen. Because that's where my faith stands, is in the Word of God, not in what I see. Hallelujah. What repentance is. The Bible tells us in Luke, amen, about that, the two men that went up to pray. And one of them said that one of them was a Pharisee, the other a publican. Y'all know the story. The Pharisee stood and prayed within himself in Luke 18. Amen. Prayed within himself, prayed thus with himself, God, thank thee. Can't you just see this man? I mean, oh God. To me, it always seems like he had this deep, strong voice, but I don't know. You know, the voice may have nothing to do with it, but just in my mind, I can just see him with his chest stuck out, you know, and he's just like, oh God, I thank you that I am not as other men, you know, or something like that, you know. I don't know. It might not have been, but we do know, amen, that he was not truly repenting. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not as others men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. He may have not been loud, but to me it seems like he was. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Amen. Hallelujah. Here's this man just standing before God, and he's got all of these wonderful things that he's doing. Amen. But friend, let me tell you something. Amen. All our righteousness is as filthy rags. Amen. Oh, best any man should boast. Praise God. I know we've got to live right. I know we've got to walk right, and I know we got to spit white. Hallelujah. Amen. God help us. But I'm telling you, that's not what's going to get us into heaven. What's going to get us into heaven is a repentant heart. The Bible says what repentance really is. It's an honest confession. The publican, standing afar off, would not even lift so much his eyes unto heaven, smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. That's all he said. God help us. I mean, the devil talk us out of praying because we don't know how to pray. Amen. Sometimes I think we need to throw our book of how we know how to pray out the window and just come to God and repent. Hallelujah. God be merciful unto me, a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. God help us to have an honest confession before God. God, I need your mercy. God, I need your grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Self-righteousness don't get us nowhere with God. All our righteousness is as filthy rags. What did the prodigal son say when he came to himself? He said, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned. Hello? And he come in and say, oh God, I want to tell you why I did this. God, I want to explain to you why I looked at this. God, I want to explain to you why I have been going to this place. God, I want to explain to you why. Oh, God, help us to throw, and I know we're saved tonight. Amen. I know this is probably a message that I need to preach on Sunday morning. I know that. Amen. Thanks for telling me. Y'all might get a double whammy. Praise God. Amen. But I want to preach to us tonight the burden of my heart, repentance. There may be somebody here tonight that needs to repent. Every one of us need to repent. Amen. God help us. Amen. He said, I will say to my Father, Father, I have sinned. Not Father, they hurt my feelings. Not Father, it just got so hard I couldn't. No, he came and said, Father, and he did that. He's talking in the pig pen, and his father ran. Amen. And you note in this story, Brother Curtis, it's a wonderful story, ain't it? The prodigal son, hallelujah. How many millions of messages have been preached out of the prodigal son parable? How many thousands of books, if not millions? But the Bible, he does not finish everything he said. He had this, you know, I'm going to say this and I'm going to say that. Amen. And he didn't get to finish. But I'll tell you one thing he did get out. Father, I have sinned. He got that out. And it's written right there in red. And I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. An honest confession. Amen. Before God is what repentance truly is. It's not a blame game. Amen. I thank the Lord for helping me. Amen. To preach at Bradshaw for several years. And I have something that I use down there a lot, and it's called the blame game. It's mama's fault. And I have to be honest with you. Mothers have great influence on people. It's daddy's fault. I have to be honest with you. Dads have great influence on people. It's grandma's fault. I have to be honest with you. Grandma can influence you
in a strong way. It's the lawyer's fault. I have to be honest with you. You can get a good lawyer and you can get a sorry lawyer. It's the judge's fault. I'm going to tell you something right now. I have known people that just something touched that judge's heart and he was kind to them. And I have seen other times where it would have, they could have, if they would just had. But what about me? How come it's mamas and daddies and brother and sister and the lawyer and the judge and society and the president and Congress and everybody else? What about me? And I got something to do with this problem? Didn't I make a decision to do this? Didn't I? You mean to tell me, you know, and y'all remember this now. Y'all gonna think this is crazy, but I'm really not that old. But y'all remember when it was the devil made me do it? Remember that? What was that about? The late 70s or something like that, or somewhere around there? I wasn't even born. I've just heard them preach about it. But the devil made me do it. I remember, hey man, one of those big stories was that lady in Galveston who put her baby in the microwave and killed the baby, and she told him that the devil made her do it, you know, and God help us right now. Amen. The prodigal son, God help us to repent. I sinned. I know people can influence us. I know people can force, you know, can cause things, but hello, amen. Everything ain't mama's fault. And everything ain't the judge's fault, and everything ain't a sorry lawyer's fault. Sometimes we got to look ourselves right in the mirror and repent to God. I thank God for godly parents. That's one of the greatest blessings anybody could ever have, is godly parents, to get you on that right path. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something right now, Jody. You didn't have godly parents, did you? Hallelujah. Serving God. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else in here? I dare say there's people right here serving God whose parents did not drag them to the house of God. Now, I did. I had a drug problem. I was drugged to the house of God. And I was drugged to the altar. And I was drugged to the choir. And I was drugged. That was my drug problem. And you know what? My kids have got a drug problem too. And I believe it's Bible. We ought to drag them to the house of God. You know why? Because people that don't go to church, their kids don't grow up and automatically go to church. So, well, mom and dad didn't hardly ever go to church, but I'm going to go. Wrong. You can look it up. They don't do it. The only ones that stay in the house of God for the most part, amen, was taken there for the most part. God help us. Amen. Lord help us tonight. That's why I'm dragging my kids. They got a drug problem. But anyways, you like that, Jody? Hallelujah. You can use that if you want to. I don't have a patent on it. But anyways, an honest confession. Let's move on. An honest sorrow for sin. God help us to be sorry for sin. I think sometimes we live in a day and hour we brag about our sin. What happened to the day where saints of God would get up and they'd say, oh, I don't want to talk about what I used to do. And I know they would go into testimony, and I think that's important. But they were so ashamed of what they had done. So ashamed of what they had, where they came from. And I thank God it's a testimony. Amen. And we ought to tell it. Amen. But we ought not to be proud of it. It's not bragging rights. Man, it's a shame. The Bible said it's a shame to even talk about the things that they do in secret. You know, there was a day and hour where we didn't talk about stuff. I mean, there was even certain words when I was growing up, you didn't even say them in church. You didn't say them. I'm talking about, it wasn't that long ago where a woman wouldn't even cuss. Y'all looking at me. Am I right? I mean, the day and hour has completely changed. Amen. We wouldn't talk about stuff in mixed company. Amen. We was growing up and things. We wouldn't talk about things in front of our children. Amen. God help us. You know why? Because it's a shame. Amen. It's a shame. People are blatant about it. Just wide open about it. Amen. But repentance, I want to preach to us tonight. Amen. I have here some scriptures. Amen. About being sorry for sin. Repentance is sorry for sin.
Hallelujah. The thief on the cross repented and was saved and made it to heaven. One day we'll see him over there. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. I wonder if he won't be singing that song. Thank God I made it, sister. I made it. I barely made it, but I made it. Amen. They already nailed me to the cross. Amen. But he saved me. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. He was sorry for his sin. He repented. Sorry for sin. Amen. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10, Paul had wrote, y'all know the story of the Corinthians. Paul had been there and ministered to this church. Amen. God help me not to take too long tonight. God help us to repent. God help us to repent. To truly repent. Amen. God help us to be repentant people. To have a heart of repentance. Amen. Young people. Amen. You will fall and you will fail. But create as early as you can a heart that as soon as you do wrong, and you know it, repent right there. Right then. Say, I'm going to wait till Sunday morning. Don't wait till Sunday. Repent right then. Because when you get on the outside of that safety zone, the devil's got more power than you could ever imagine. Repent right then. Amen. But Paul had wrote to the Corinthians, and you know the story. It was evil, sensual sins. A man was committing sin with his father's wife. And all of these things, and they was accepting it, and it was just going right on. And you can read Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. He blasted them. I said, he blasted them. He said, kick that man out of the church. He said, don't even call him a brother, and don't even eat with him. And then we come to 2 Corinthians chapter, or 2 Corinthians, and Paul writes another letter to him. And he said, I heard how you repented. He said, receive that man. Oh, God. Ain't you glad that God knows how to forgive sins when we repent? Hallelujah. And there, here he said, I rejoice not that you were made sorry. He said, but in 2 Corinthians 7 and 9, but that you sorrowed to repentance, for you were made sorry after a godly manner, that you might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow, hallelujah, worketh repentance to salvation. Hallelujah. I don't care what the word says repentance is. I don't care. Amen. Amen. But repentance is salvation. Hallelujah. It leads to salvation. True repentance, amen, leads to born again experience with God. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, I don't want to just say I'm sorry and get up and go back and do it again. I don't want to just come to church and pray off conviction. I don't want to just come to the house of God, amen, and cover it up. No, I want to be saved and make it to heaven. Hallelujah. Godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Amen. There's two types of sorrow, and there is a sorrow. I remember I was talking to this boy one time, and I wasn't getting nowhere. And I was talking to him, and I was talking to him about some things. I was trying to help him, and he was staying with us. But he had got, you know, he got doing some bad stuff, and I'd found some, you know, magazines or whatever. Anyways, I was talking to him about it. Man, he was stone-faced. Looking at me. So mad that I'd went in that room. He was in my place. And I was like, son, I'm just telling you, you can't have this here. And, mad as a hornet. I thought, man, he's going to do something or, you know, whatever. Brother Mike, my younger brother was his age and was close to him. And they had been close for a long time. And I had called him and asked him to come by and help me talk to him. And my younger brother, amen, you're talking about serving God at that time. And he came in and sat down. And when I got through finished talking, we had already made the decision. And I remember my brother started talking to him. You don't want to do this, bud. You just don't want to do it. And I remember.
It was the Holy Ghost is what it was. Come over that boy. And he began to weep. He was
so sorry. I remember him just so shaken and repenting. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. I saw firsthand what godly sorrow was. Not just a crocodile tear. Not just you busted me. No, I want help from God. Amen. And that's what an honest repentance is. I hope I'm not boring y'all tonight. Amen. But an honest sorry for sin. Amen. A sorrow for sin. Amen. Paul said, I wrote to you and I made you sorry, but I'm rejoicing now that I made you sorry. Amen. You think the preacher loves to get up and preach on hell? Amen. You think the preacher loves to get up and preach on sin? Amen. Oh God, times to go back and say, oh God, please don't make me preach like that again, Lord. Amen. Let me preach something better. Amen. But sometimes it's the message. Amen. The hard message of the Son. Amen. It's the sword that says you gotta get right with God. You gotta pray through. Amen. And Paul said, I rejoice. Amen. I rejoice that you were sorry because you repented. And now you can go to heaven. Oh God, help us. Amen. And then, amen, a truly forsaking sin. Hallelujah. Truly a forsaking sin is repentance. Turning our back on sin. Amen. I know God's got to help us. But songwriters wrote songs said, you take one step, he'll take two. You believe that tonight? I believe it with all of my heart. I believe if a man, woman, boy, or girl will truly repent, amen, that God will do the rest. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, he's already done the rest. He's already paid the price. He's already got a miracle in the waiting. He's already, who should repent? Amen. I told y'all I had a lot of things. I'm going to go through this real quickly. Amen. I just added this. Amen. Who should repent? Amen. Have you ever read in Revelation where Jesus told those churches, amen, repent, repent, those churches there, the seven golden candlesticks in the first part, amen, of Revelation, Revelation 2 and verse number 5, he said, remember wherefore from whence thou art fallen and repent. The church should repent. Amen. This is the church at Ephesus. Amen. I know your works and your labor and your patience, and thou canst not bear them that are evil. Chide them to say they're apostles, and found them liars, born as patience for my namesake labored, and hast not fainted. My God, what a wonderful, amen, group of people right here. What a wonderful church. Amen. But he said, I have somewhat against you because you left your first love. And what did Jesus say to the church? Amen. He said, repent. Hallelujah. I can't go into more into there. Amen. But I'm going to hurry and get this out of the way. Amen. But backsliders should repent. Amen. The church should repent and backsliders should repent. Amen. God help us. Amen. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter number 3 and verse number 14, turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you into one city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. Verse 22, return ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, the church should repent, backsliders should repent, and then the whole world should repent. Because the Bible said in Acts chapter 17, amen, that God at one time winked at this ignorance, but now, can somebody say now? Now he commandeth all men everywhere to repent. God used to wink at ignorance. All types of things. He turned his face away from it and didn't look at it. And just kind of let it pass by. But not now. Because we live in the day of grace. We live in the day of mercy. Amen. And God has given us a Bible. And God has given us churches and preachers and moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas to tell us the truth. Can somebody say amen? Seems like somebody wrote a book said Sodom had no Bible. May have been David Wilkerson wrote that book. Sodom had no Bible. You think about it. The sins of Sodom that God destroyed that land for. They didn't even have a Bible. And think about the United States of America and our sins and the sins that are being committed in the streets of America and on the campuses of America and the sins, and we've got a Bible. God destroyed Sodom with fire and brimstone, and they did not have a Bible. God's not willing that any should come, should perish. But that who? All should what? Come to repentance. Who should repent? Everybody should repent. Hallelujah! Thank God John came with this message, and it's still the message today. The message of repentance. Can we stand together tonight? Lord, I thank you for the privilege to be in your house. I thank you for bringing us here, Lord. God, only you know what's in the hearts and lives of us tonight. God, only you know the things that is in our heart. I thank you, Lord, that you're a merciful God, that you're a loving God, that you're faithful to us, that you're so kind and gracious. Help us all to repent, Lord. In Jesus' name. Sister Bethany's going to play here, and we're going to gather in these altars a time of prayer. Young person tonight, God knows your heart. Brother or sister tonight, God knows all things. Don't hold back tonight, but repent. Repent with